Unit 6.
뉴스, 일기예보, 교통, 날씨.
유스풀 익스프레션스.
아래 표현들을 꼭 익히자.
Number 1.
Mexico City continues rescue efforts following yesterday's deadly earthquake.
Number 2.
Former Congresswoman Kate Winslow pleads guilty to receiving illegal campaign donations.
Number 3.
Actor Michael Kitt is found dead of a suspected drug overdose.
Number 4.
The Department of Labor announces a decline in the nation's jobless rate.
Number 5.
Soon, 38 sites will be refurbished.
Number 6.
The passenger train on its way to New York derailed yesterday.
Number 7.
An official from the National Transportation Safety Board has provided us with an initial casualty report of about 100 injuries.
Number 8.
The reason for the accident is as yet unclear.
Number 9.
It is known that it was traveling over 100 miles per hour at the time of the accident.
Number 10.
A terrible car accident took place in Atlanta on Interstate.
Number 11.
Stay tuned and get informed.
Number 12.
Floods caused the greatest number of fatalities.
Number 13.
Earthquakes left 7 people dead.
Number 14.
Investigators are still investigating the exact cause of the crash.
Number 15.
One of the strongest hurricanes hit the coastal Texas city on Sunday.
Number 16.
The hurricane gained intensity as it passed into Rhode Island.
Number 17.
Flooding and mudslides continue to pose a threat.
Number 18.
Rescue operations are still in progress.
Number 19.
The firefighters are attempting to free those who are still trapped.
뉴스, 일기예보, 교통정보.
Number 1.
Put on your snow tires now.
Number 2.
Rain is expected tonight in the northern regions.
Number 3.
There will be scattered showers in New York.
Number 4.
The southern region will have a slight chance of rain in the evening.
Number 5.
It will be partly cloudy again tomorrow.
Number 6.
Bundle up, everybody, because tonight is going to be a cold one.
Number 7.
Temperatures are expected to drop below freezing.
Number 8.
There will be a good chance of a shower after a week-long heat in this area.
Number 9.
According to the weather forecast, the situation will not likely get any better until next Friday.
Number 10.
Here's bad news for motorists.
Number 11.
It is going to cause extensive damage wherever it makes landfall.
Exercise.
다음을 듣고 적절한 응답을 고르시오.
Part 4. Number 1. A research study found that gun-related murders reached about half of all homicides committed last year in the United States. However, it is said that they have never had more than 100 gun-related deaths in some other countries, like Great Britain and Japan, since bans on weapons were enforced. They concluded that these kinds of strict laws against violent criminals would likely help prevent crime as they keep weapons out of the hands of people. Question. What is the main point of the speech?
A research study found that gun-related murders reached about half of all homicides committed last year in the United States. However, it is said that they have never had more than 100 gun-related deaths in some other countries, like Great Britain and Japan, since bans on weapons were enforced. They concluded that these kinds of strict laws against violent criminals would likely help prevent crime, as they keep weapons out of the hands of people.
Question. What is the main point of the speech? A. Stricter gun control was straightened in the U.S. B. The research said that gun control laws might influence on the number of crimes. C. Great Britain suffered from gun-related murders arising last year. D. The research said that gun-related murders are increasing in the U.S. Number 2. The government announced today that it conducted a province-wide investigation into the catering industry after a high number of businesses were reported to have failed to meet the food sanitation guidelines. Starting next week, investigators from the Food and Safety Office will perform inspections on several major catering companies. Also, sanitations and safety checks on the restaurants will be performed and service records will be audited. They will fall under greater government control and be forced to meet stricter guidelines. Question. What is the news report mainly about?
The government announced today that it conducted a province-wide investigation into the catering industry after a high number of businesses were reported to have failed to meet the food sanitation guidelines. Starting next week, investigators from the Food Safety Office will perform inspections on several major catering companies. Also, sanitation and safety checks on the restaurants will be performed and service records will be audited. They will fall under greater government control and be forced to meet stricter guidelines.
Question. What is the news report mainly about? A. Complaints about the safety of catering business. B. The number of restaurants that are not safe enough. C. Government measures make food in the restaurant safe. D. Actions taken by rental firms to improve services. Number 3. Research revealed that about 4.5 million people were on probation last year. According to the report from the Justice Department, there was a slight increase in the number of adults under supervision by the criminal justice system by 2.3%. Perhaps there is a lesson from the overall figures that we should not rely too much on the justice system in order to solve social problems. Question. What can be inferred from the report?
Research revealed that about 4.5 million people were on probation last year. According to the report from the Justice Department, there was a slight increase in the number of adults under supervision by the criminal justice system by 2.3%. Perhaps there is a lesson from the overall figures that we should not rely too much on the justice system in order to solve social problems.
Question. What can be inferred from the report? A. Reform measures of criminal law are currently under discussion. B. The Justice Department has failed to educate children against crime. C. The number of prisons have remained steadily. D. Alternatives to imprisonment should be created. Part 4.
날씨.
Number 1. Here's weather news for motorists. Be ready for icy conditions today. There's an 80% chance of snow due to the cold front over our area. You are advised to put on the snow tires in case of the snowstorm before you leave home in the morning. Patches of ice could make the roads more slippery. Drive with extreme care. Question. What is the forecaster's recommendation?
Here's the weather news for motorists. Be ready for the icy conditions today. There's an 80% chance of snow due to the cold front over our area. You are advised to put on the snow tires in case of the snowstorm before you leave home in the morning. Patches of ice could make the roads more slippery. Drive with extreme care.
Question. What is the forecaster's recommendation? A. Put on your snow tires. B. Drive carefully tomorrow morning. C. Check your tire pressure before you leave. D. Stay off the icy roads. Number 2. Good evening. Here's a brief look at the weather for next week in cities across the United States. Most of the West will have to endure a hot and dry weekend, and more of the same is expected for Monday. Highs will be mainly in the 80 degrees Fahrenheit under partly cloudy skies. More intense heat will visit Washington next week as temperatures climb to at least 95 degrees in New York. There will be a good chance of a shower after a week-long heat with temperatures getting up to about 85 degrees. In the South, the weather continues to be fantastic. If you live in Florida, you're going to have a beautiful day next week until Wednesday, warm and sunny with plenty of blue skies approaching 70 degrees. Question. Which is correct according to the report?
Good evening. Here's a brief look at the weather for next week in cities across the United States. Most of the West will have to endure a hot and dry weekend, and more of the same is expected for Monday. Highs will be mainly in the 80 degrees Fahrenheit under partly cloudy skies. More intense heat will visit Washington next week as temperatures climb to at least 95 degrees in New York. There will be a good chance of a shower after a week-long heat with temperatures getting up to above 85 degrees. In the South, the weather continues to be fantastic. If you live in Florida, you're going to have a beautiful day next week until Wednesday. Warm and sunny with plenty of blue skies approaching 70 degrees.
Question. Which is correct according to the report? A. There will be a shower in Washington next week. B. Temperatures will be as high as 95 degrees in New York. C. Most of the West will be warm and humid with blue skies. D. Washington will be really extremely hot next week. Number 3. This is Dana Fisher, NNC News. Hundreds of people had to evacuate small West Texas towns Monday as a storm struck the area. The storm hospitalized dozens and flooded homes, and tourists were stranded at the airport, which was closed temporarily due to fierce winds. Since thunderstorms and locally heavy rain are expected to hit for the middle of this week, it is not determined when these people will be allowed to return to their homes. Question. Which is correct according to the news report?
This is Dana Fisher, NNC News. Hundreds of people had to evacuate small West Texas towns Monday as a storm struck the area. The storm hospitalized dozens and flooded homes, and tourists were stranded at the airport, which was closed temporarily due to fierce winds. Since thunderstorms and locally heavy rain are expected to hit for the middle of this week, it is not determined when these people will be allowed to return to their homes.
Question. Which is correct according to the news report? A. Towns in West Texas had a rare storm. B. The affected area normally has heavy rainfall. C. Tourists will return home by the middle of the week. D. Many people were injured and taken to the hospital due to the heavy storm. Dictation.
다시 한번 듣고 받아쓰기 하시오.
Part 4. Number 1. A research study found that gun-related murders reached about half of all homicides committed last year in the United States. However, it is said that they have never had more than 100 gun-related deaths in some other countries, like Great Britain and Japan, since bans on weapons were enforced. They concluded that these kinds of strict laws against violent criminals would likely help prevent crime as they keep weapons out of the hands of people. Question. What is the main point of the speech?
A research study found that gun-related murders reached about half of all homicides committed last year in the United States. However, it is said that they have never had more than 100 gun-related deaths in some other countries, like Great Britain and Japan, since bans on weapons were enforced. They concluded that these kinds of strict laws against violent criminals would likely help prevent crime, as they keep weapons out of the hands of people.
Question. What is the main point of the speech? A. Stricter gun control was straightened in the U.S. B. The research said that gun control laws might influence on the number of crimes. C. Great Britain suffered from gun-related murders arising last year. D. The research said that gun-related murders are increasing in the U.S. Number 2. The government announced today that it conducted a province-wide investigation into the catering industry after a high number of businesses were reported to have failed to meet the food sanitation guidelines. Starting next week, investigators from the Food and Safety Office will perform inspections on several major catering companies. Also, sanitations and safety checks on the restaurants will be performed and service records will be audited. They will fall under greater government control and be forced to meet stricter guidelines. Question. What is the news report mainly about?
The government announced today that it conducted a province-wide investigation into the catering industry after a high number of businesses were reported to have failed to meet the food sanitation guidelines. Starting next week, investigators from the Food Safety Office will perform inspections on several major catering companies. Also, sanitation and safety checks on the restaurants will be performed and service records will be audited. They will fall under greater government control and be forced to meet stricter guidelines.
Question. What is the news report mainly about? A. Complaints about the safety of catering business. B. The number of restaurants that are not safe enough. C. Government measures make food in the restaurant safe. D. Actions taken by rental firms to improve services. Number 3. Research revealed that about 4.5 million people were on probation last year. According to the report from the Justice Department, there was a slight increase in the number of adults under supervision by the criminal justice system by 2.3%. Perhaps there is a lesson from the overall figures that we should not rely too much on the justice system in order to solve social problems. Question. What can be inferred from the report?
Research revealed that about 4.5 million people were on probation last year. According to the report from the Justice Department, there was a slight increase in the number of adults under supervision by the criminal justice system by 2.3%. Perhaps there is a lesson from the overall figures that we should not rely too much on the justice system in order to solve social problems.
Question. What can be inferred from the report? A. Reform measures of criminal law are currently under discussion. B. The Justice Department has failed to educate children against crime. C. The number of prisons have remained steadily. D. Alternatives to imprisonment should be created. Part 4.
날씨.
Number 1. Here's weather news for motorists. Be ready for icy conditions today. There is an 80% chance of snow due to the cold front over our area. You are advised to put on the snow tires in case of the snowstorm before you leave home in the morning. Patches of ice could make the roads more slippery. Drive with extreme care. Question. What is the forecaster's recommendation?
Here's the weather news for motorists. Be ready for the icy conditions today. There's an 80% chance of snow due to the cold front over our area. You are advised to put on the snow tires in case of the snowstorm before you leave home in the morning. Patches of ice could make the roads more slippery. Drive with extreme care.
Question. What is the forecaster's recommendation? A. Put on your snow tires. B. Drive carefully tomorrow morning. C. Check your tire pressure before you leave. D. Stay off the icy roads. Number 2. Good evening. Here's a brief look at the weather for next week in cities across the United States. Most of the West will have to endure a hot and dry weekend, and more of the same is expected for Monday. Highs will be mainly in the 80 degrees Fahrenheit under partly cloudy skies. More intense heat will visit Washington next week as temperatures climb to at least 95 degrees in New York. There will be a good chance of a shower after a week-long heat with temperatures getting up to about 85 degrees. In the South, the weather continues to be fantastic. If you live in Florida, you're going to have a beautiful day next week until Wednesday, warm and sunny with plenty of blue skies approaching 70 degrees. Question. Which is correct according to the report?
Good evening. Here's a brief look at the weather for next week in cities across the United States. Most of the West will have to endure a hot and dry weekend, and more of the same is expected for Monday. Highs will be mainly in the 80 degrees Fahrenheit under partly cloudy skies. More intense heat will visit Washington next week as temperatures climb to at least 95 degrees in New York. There will be a good chance of a shower after a week-long heat with temperatures getting up to above 85 degrees. In the South, the weather continues to be fantastic. If you live in Florida, you're going to have a beautiful day next week until Wednesday. Warm and sunny with plenty of blue skies approaching 70 degrees.
Question. Which is correct according to the report? A. There will be a shower in Washington next week. B. Temperatures will be as high as 95 degrees in New York. C. Most of the West will be warm and humid with blue skies. D. Washington will be really extremely hot next week. Number 3. This is Dana Fisher, NNC News. Hundreds of people had to evacuate small West Texas towns Monday as a storm struck the area. The storm hospitalized dozens and flooded homes, and tourists were stranded at the airport, which was closed temporarily due to fierce winds. Since thunderstorms and locally heavy rain are expected to hit for the middle of this week, it is not determined when these people will be allowed to return to their homes. Question. Which is correct according to the news report?
This is Dana Fisher, NNC News. Hundreds of people had to evacuate small West Texas towns Monday as a storm struck the area. The storm hospitalized dozens and flooded homes, and tourists were stranded at the airport, which was closed temporarily due to fierce winds. Since thunderstorms and locally heavy rain are expected to hit for the middle of this week, it is not determined when these people will be allowed to return to their homes.
Question. Which is correct according to the news report? A. Towns in West Texas had a rare storm. B. The affected area normally has heavy rainfall. C. Tourists will return home by the middle of the week. D. Many people were injured and taken to the hospital due to the heavy storm.